You are listening to a Shotgun Report podcast.
This is Roland Leong, managing editor of Shotgun Report, and we have Bruce Buck, our resident technoid.
Roland, in the past, recently, we just did something on eye protection, but most ranges require that you wear eye and ear protection. What's your opinion on the ear protection that's available, the hearing protection?
Bruce, there are generally two types of hearing protection. I'm going to break it down into the two types as the external or the muff type of hearing protection, which go over the ear, and the internal type that go inside the ear canal. Starting with the external type, they look very much like ear muffs, and they go around the anatomist would call the external auditory meatus, or basically your the outside of the ear, and so they fit very tightly against the head. And that tight seal gives the hearing protection. All hearing protection should have some type of an NNR rating so that you can judge how well they work. Bruce, what I've noticed, these muff types of hearing protection have different types of what I'd call headbands. Can you tell me something about your experience with these headbands?
Well, you've got the typical one is the over the headband, and then you've got the kind that go behind the head to hold it on. My personal experience is the ones that go behind my head are less suitable for shooting because they tended to move on me more. But on the other side of the coin, the ones that go over your head, they'll fit fine over a baseball cap, no problem. But if you live in a sunny area and you have to wear a broad-brimmed hat, muffs that go over the top of your head don't work.
Okay. What about they look like they'd be fine in a cooler environment, but they look like they'd be awfully hot in a warm area.
Well, that's certainly true, but think about wintertime.
Yeah.
Then they're really nice.
But in the summertime?
They're pretty warm. Again, I have to confess, I live in Florida where we get hot summers, and I don't use muffs.
Okay. Now, these muff-type hearing protectors, they can just be passive, which means that there's no electronic or gizmos that come along with these, and they just do pure noise reduction. Or they can be active or have some type of electronics built into them. And the newer types of electronics have a compression technology that the best way I can describe it is that they're so quick or fast acting that when the loud noise goes off of a typical gunshot, if someone is speaking in the background, there's no clipping or breakup of the person's speech. That you can clearly hear the person speaking without any breakup. It's quite remarkable. People who've used these tell me that they're quite good. The older technology is a limiting device, a limiting type of technology, and I don't think they're around anymore. And they would have, if someone was speaking in the background and a loud noise would go off, you'd hear the speech clipped off or some way abbreviated. And I think that is that technology is no longer being used. With the new compression technology, there's no break in the speech that you're hearing. The other type of hearing protection is the internal, and these devices go inside the ear canal, and they could be described as earplugs. And there are two basic types. You can have a custom earplug, or you can have a standard or generic type of earplug, which is or non-custom, if you will. They're usually made of some soft, the non-customs are usually made of some type of soft foam material that is rolled or deformed in your between your fingers, and then while they're still compressed, they're inserted into the ear canal. After they're inserted, they will expand gently to fill the irregularities in your ear canal. They seem to work very well. I have a pair in front of me that I've used for years just, you know, around the house operating loud saws or drills or some type of any type of loud machinery. Very nice in the sense that they're very soft and very comfortable, yet they have a noise reduction rating, an NRR of 30. Bruce, how does that correlate to actual noise reduction for noise, say, like a shotgun report?
Well, the what you're doing is the NRR reduces the dB level. In other words, regular noise is considered in decibels, in dBA. And there's a formula. And if you take the NRR number subtract 7, then divide it by 2, then subtract it from the dB number, you get your result. So let's say if you have a shotgun blast, it's 140 dB. Shotgun's usually 140 or a little higher. But let's say your shotgun blast 140 dB, and you have a 31 noise reduction rating, NRR earplugs, and you do the math, 31 less 7 is 24, and then you divide 24 by 2, and that gives you 12, and then you subtract the 12 from the 140 dB, you get 128 dB. So that 31 NRR earplug will reduce 140 dB shotgun noise down to 128 dB. Now, what that means is it's a reduction of 12 dB, a reduction, and it doesn't sound like much, but a reduction of 10 dB change is about twice as much. In other words, it's a 2 to 1. So if you reduce it 10 dB, you're cutting the noise effectively in half.
Mm-hmm.
A 20 dB reduction is a 4 times reduction.
Okay. The type of custom internal earplugs have the type of electronics that are similar or probably identical that I've talked about or referenced in the muffs that have electronic earplugs, in that they can have they have the compression technology so that when you have these custom earplugs on, you can hear normal speech, but when there is a loud noise, the loud noise is compressed in such a fashion so that there you don't have any damaging sound coming through, but you can still hear a person speaking. There's a any number of different manufacturers. All you need to do is Google electronic earplugs, and 6 or 7 of different manufacturers will come up. There's also an interesting item. There's a passive type of earplug. It's made by Sport Ear. It's the XP3 Plugs, P-L-U-G-S. And it's a universal type internal earplug, basically one size fits all. The distinction with this is that it has a small sound valve, as that's a quote directly from them. And this sound valve allows the passage of some sound, if one wishes. There's an accessory plug that's attached to the hearing plug that you can insert that will make it sort of like a solid plug. I've been told by a friend of mine that this type of this Sport Ear XP3 plugs is highly favored by special ops operators and people or organizations of that ilk who are using and firing firearms in close quarters and in rooms and such. They're relatively inexpensive, under $15, and evidently they're very, very effective. The key to each type, whether the internal in the ear canal or the external muff type, is to block sounds from reaching the eardrum. We need to emphasize how important hearing protection is. People may treat such a thing very lightly because they may not see the or feel the effect of noise damage to their hearing. But over a period of time, loud noises of any type can cause permanent hearing damage, and it's not something that one can recover from. It doesn't get better. Once damaged and your hearing is lost, it's gone forever. Bruce, do you have any other comments?
Well, yeah, just one thing. Firearm users tend to have high-frequency permanent hearing loss along the lines of what you meant. And that means they may have trouble hearing speech sounds like S and TH or V and other high-pitched sounds. So it really is important to protect your hearing. And just as an addition, if you wear plugs and muffs, both, you're adding about another 5 dB of worth of protection over the hearing, over the main hearing plugs, main earplugs themselves. And one thing to remember, if you get custom molded earplugs, make sure they're done correctly. I had a very nice set of electronic custom molded earplugs, and the electronics worked great, but the molding wasn't accurate enough, and it didn't do its basic job to stop the noise. In other words, when you would put the plug in the ear and you turn the electronic system off, and just have it work just like an inert earplug, it didn't do a great job. So just because it's electronic or just because it's custom made doesn't mean it's going to fit the ear canal perfectly, whereas the little foam plugs, they always fit perfectly because they expand to fit.
Yeah, and I'm not certain of this, but I believe that if a person were to have either some type of physical changes, that they need to be aware that just because a custom earplug used to fit doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to always fit, that they have to have those checked to make sure that they, as you say, fit properly to do their job properly.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing, Roland.
Well, that's all we've got on hearing protection, and I hope this is informative to our readers and listeners.
You are listening to a Shotgun Report podcast.